Hello, welcome to a series of programs called Healthy Life, which addresses problems such as malaria, cancer, blood pressure, cholera, stroke, diabetes, skin diseases, and other sanitation-related diseases brought to you by Transworld Radio. Solomon Appiah is your presenter for this series of episodes called Dr. Luke.
Today, we'll be looking at what Dr. Luke has to say about nausea and vomiting caused by bulimia, not related to an infection, but by another cause. Though not infectious in nature, it is very common around the world. First, let us listen to a story of a person with this problem. Nyasha was a 23-year-old young woman in one of Africa's largest cities. She had just graduated from college and was settling into her new job. One day, as Nyasha looked into the mirror and she tried to hold back the tears, she examined the reflection that she saw in the glass closely, scrutinizing every inch of her body. She turned away from the mirror in disgust. Her mind was filled with thoughts of being ugly and fat, eating like a pig and not deserving food. Nyasha made her way back into the kitchen. In her anger and her depression, she opened the cabinet and reached for a bag of sweets. She turned on the television and started eating. Before she knew it, she had eaten most of the bag. Now she is even more angry with herself. She goes back to the bathroom and makes herself throw up the food she has just eaten. This process has occurred over and over for the past 3 years. Nyasha eats food, though she really doesn't want to, gets angry and disgusted with herself, and then purges herself to get rid of the food by vomiting or by using laxatives. You see, Nyasha has an eating disorder called bulimia. Nyasha is just one of millions of people who suffer from eating disorders. While males can be diagnosed with an eating disorder, females are much more likely to have this problem. Nyasha had eating binges every day and followed each binge with vomiting. She hid the symptoms from everyone else, including her family. But she knew what she was doing and she became increasingly self-critical. She also had many symptoms of depression, which seemed to worsen as the bulimia worsened. One day, she decided that the only way she could get relief from the disease was to commit suicide. She waited until an afternoon when her family was going to be out of the house. She held a kitchen knife in her hand and then began to cut herself. She cut both her wrists very deeply and lay down on the floor while she waited to bleed to death. Because she passed out, she did not hear her mother come back into the house. She had forgotten something and come back to pick it up. She found her daughter on the floor, called an ambulance, and Nyasha was taken to the hospital. Fortunately, Nyasha did not die. She certainly would have if her mother hadn't come back to the house unexpectedly. After several days in the hospital, Nyasha returned home. While her family knew about the depression and suicide attempt, they still did not know about the eating disorder. She was still depressed, still had the eating disorder, and still wanted to die. A friend of Nyasha from work came to visit her just after she had returned home. This friend was about 32 years old and someone whom Nyasha respected as being a stable person. She had heard about what had happened to Nyasha. As they talked, Nyasha was embarrassed. However, her friend told her that there was nothing to be ashamed of. This surprised Nyasha. What could she be thinking? Her friend told her that all of us have problems at different times in our lives, and at those times, we need help. Nyasha's friend went on to say that there was a person who could take care of all of our problems. That person was Jesus Christ. Her friend went on to show a place in the Bible which read, "I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep. all who ever came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they might have life and have it to the full. John 10:7-10. Nyasha's friend explained that this meant that Jesus really cared for us, like a shepherd for his sheep. Coming to Jesus gives us salvation, and this salvation gives us new life. Nyasha knew she really needed a new life, but how could she know this Jesus, she asked her friend. Nyasha's friend again read from the Bible. But now, a righteousness from God, apart from the law, has been made known, to which the law and prophets testify. This righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. God presented Jesus as a sacrifice, as the one who would turn aside His wrath, taking away the sin of mankind through faith in His blood. Romans 3:21-25a. Nyasha's friend told her that this shows us that all people have sinned and fall short of what God wants for us. However, Jesus Christ took our punishment in our place so we would not have to bear the punishment of our sin or wrongdoings before God. Nyasha was very interested in this. She desperately needed peace in her life. Her life was a mess and a wreck. The next week, she returned to the doctor as he wanted to talk to Nyasha more about bulimia and what to do about it. The doctor told Nyasha that this disease is characterized by recurrent episodes of binge eating. The binge eating is defined as eating in a discrete period of time an amount of food that is definitely larger than most people would eat during a similar period of time and under the similar circumstances. Binge eating is defined as eating in a discrete period of time an amount of food that is definitely larger than most people would eat during a similar period of time and under similar circumstances. It is also defined as a sense of lack of control over eating during the episode. For example, the person may have a feeling that one cannot stop eating or control how much one is eating. A second symptom is that the person will engage in behaviors to prevent weight gain, such as self-induced vomiting, misuse of laxatives, diuretics, enemas, or other medications, fasting or excessive exercise. Binge eating episodes tend to occur at least twice a week. People with bulimia nervosa tend to evaluate their self-worth on their body shape or weight. Most people with bulimia nervosa are within the normal weight range, although some may be slightly underweight or overweight. They may have a history of being more overweight than their peers. They also tend to have an increased frequency of depression or anxiety. Researchers found that the depression and anxiety symptoms go away once the bulimia is treated. Nyasha knew for sure that the doctor was describing her. How did he know her so well? She asked him. The doctor told her that most all patients with bulimia have those symptoms and behaviors. The doctor went on to tell Nyasha that persons with bulimia tend to experience a number of health difficulties created by the disease. They tend to have several chemical abnormalities and digestive difficulties. They also experience a significant and permanent loss of dental enamel because of their recurrent vomiting. Individuals who chronically abuse laxatives may become dependent on them. Some of their health complications can result in death. The doctor told Nyasha that bulimia can be fatal if left untreated. The individual can appear to be fairly healthy, although thin. The death can occur suddenly. There are numerous cases of girls who appear to be fairly healthy upon going to bed, who then died in their sleep because of heart abnormalities. They literally starved themselves to death in order to maintain the appearance they wanted. This scared Nayasha a lot, but the doctor told her he wanted her to get the real picture of the problem with bulimia. The doctor told Nayasha that the most important thing for her to do was to be upfront with the problem and not hide the problem. When she had the need to binge eat, she needed to tell someone who could just sit with her during those periods of cravings. Thus, for the next few weeks, it was important to have friends with her during the day as much as possible. Nayasha's friend offered to help her at work. Later in the day, Nayasha's friend talked with her more about her bulimia and the need to have Jesus Christ in her life. Nayasha definitely was interested. She knew she did not have the power to overcome her problems on her own. She told her friend that she was powerless. Her friend showed her the following place in the Bible, which read, "You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrated his own love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Romans 5:6-9. What a powerful statement, Nayasha said. How amazing that even in total powerlessness, God not only loved us, but he did something about it. This was a great love. If he wanted us that much, how could Nayasha know that love and peace? She knew she needed something new, and Jesus Christ seemed right. The Bible seemed to give her all of the right answers. Nayasha's friend told Nayasha how she could accept Jesus into her life. She asked her to repeat the following prayer after her. "Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and that I need you as a Savior to save me from my sins. I believe that Jesus died on the cross in my place for my sins, and afterwards he rose from the dead to show his victory over sin and death. I place my trust in you now. I ask you to come into my life and take control of my life. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen." Nayasha felt a load lifted from her life. She felt that a new peace and joy were in her life. From that day forward, she became less and less dependent on what she could do on her own efforts and the need to be concerned about what she looked like. Jesus Christ had made her a new creation. You too can become a new creation through Jesus Christ, like Nayasha, if today you accept Jesus Christ into your heart.
Thank you for tuning in to Healthy Life series. You have been listening to a series of episodes called Dr. Luke. Please don't forget to send in your questions and concerns to us. You can contact us SMS on 0027-724-14475. Call us on 0027-1197-42885. Email us via sat@twrafrica.org or write us through Transworld Radio, P.O. Box 4232, Kempton Park, Johannesburg 1620, South Africa. You have been with Solomon Appiah, and until the next episode, goodbye and God bless you.